You're listening to SBS News.
While the jobless rate during the Great Depression was higher than current figures, it steadily rose over the course of years rather than months. Treasury Secretary Stephen Kennedy says a COVID-19 pandemic is having an unprecedented impact on global economies, with the world economy experiencing a much quicker economic shock than the financial devastation experienced during the 1930s. Only 3% of the $320 billion of promised stimulus is flowing. Dr. Kennedy says the world economy could shift in sustained and significant ways after the shock of COVID-19 subsides.
We have never seen an economic shock of this speed, magnitude, and shape, reflecting that this is both a significant supply and demand shock. The supply of goods and services has been badly disrupted by the necessary social distancing measures. Demand, in turn, is being reduced by the associated loss in income and profits and loss of confidence.
The impact of the coronavirus on the Australian economy is anticipated to see unemployment peak at 10%, with some businesses expected to go under. Dr. Kennedy denies more should have been done sooner.
We have not seen a shock hit this fast in any period, and making literally billions of dollars of payments within 4 weeks of their announcement, which I appreciate, is of no comfort to the broader community that's been hit by these shutdowns. I would actually regard it as a rapid payment of money, and I really can't see what the alternative would be.
The Treasury has also revealed that Virgin Australia isn't the only major employer to have sought help from the federal government. Acting Deputy Treasury Secretary James Kelly says companies from various sectors, including travel and entertainment, have reached out requesting help.
I mean, we're aware of other examples and where businesses have requested assistance of government. We're assisting government in kind of respond to those requests, but clearly Virgin is our primary focus at this stage.
Meanwhile, a quarter of Australia's exports are bound for China. Dr. Kennedy says it makes the nation a vital part of Australia's economic recovery.
There is great economic return to Australia in continuing to support Chinese development and growth through our trade relations.
However, Beijing is delivering a second economic shock, appearing to warn of a boycott in response to Australia's push for an independent international inquiry into the coronavirus. Chinese Ambassador Chong Junyi says the Chinese people can choose how the country responds to Australian imports.
It's up to the public, the people, to decide. Maybe the ordinary people will see, well, why should we drink Australian wine or to eat Australian beef?
Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the government is unhappy with the Chinese ambassador's comments.
The government is disappointed with the statements by the Chinese ambassador. They were inappropriate in terms of suggesting or intimating that there is potentially some form of economic coercion that China might seek to apply to Australia. Australia makes our public policy decisions, particularly in matters of health and national security, based on the best interests of Australians, the safety and well-being of Australians, and we will not deviate from those policy positions under any threat of economic coercion or anything else.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Secretary Frances Adamson has called the Chinese ambassador to voice her concerns directly. However, the ambassador won't be summoned for a diplomatic dressing down. Speaking to Channel 9, Shadow Government Services Minister Bill Shorten says China needs to step back a bit.
All that people want to know is, how did it happen? I mean, this virus has changed Australia forever, and it's had dreadful health consequences, and it's had a massive economic consequences. Now, I think that the Morrison government's right to call for an inquiry. Labor's backing it. It's not going to compromise our ultimate engagement with China. So I just think everyone should take a chill pill, including, dare I say it, some of the commentators from China.
Analyst Alex Drosky from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says it is unlikely the relationship between Australia and China will return to an overly positive one.
It's just another sort of incident in a long list of tensions between Australia and China in the last couple of years. But it certainly doesn't indicate that Australia-China relations are going to return to the sort of happy days of a decade or so ago.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.